Chapter 21, Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto. Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. This chapter describes how Lord Vishnu, desiring to advertise the glories of Bali Maharaj, arrested him for not fulfilling his promise in regard to the Lord's third step. With the second step, the Supreme Personality of God had reached the topmost planet of the universe, Brahmaloka, which he diminished in beauty by the effulgence of his toenails. Thus Lord Brahma, accompanied by great sages like Marichi and the predominant deities of all the higher planets, offered humble prayers and worship to the Lord. They washed the Lord's feet and worshipped him with all paraphernalia. Rikshaja, Jambavan, played his bugle to vibrate the glories of the Lord. When Bali Maharaj was deprived of all his possessions, the demons were very angry. Although Bali Maharaj warned them not to do so, they took up weapons against Lord Vishnu. All of them were defeated, however, by Lord Vishnu's eternal associates. In accordance with Bali Maharaj's order, they all entered the lower planets of the universe. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, immediately arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. When Bali Maharaj was thus reduced to a helpless position, Lord Vishnu asked him for the third step of land. Because Lord Vishnu appreciated Bali Maharaj's determination and integrity, when Bali Maharaj was unable to fulfill his promise, Lord Vishnu ascertained that the place for him would be the planet Sutala, which is better than the planets of heaven. Sri Sukha Uvacha. That's the one there, Satyam?
Yes.
Satyam Samikshab Chab. I'll see here. Samikshab Bhavo. Nakin Dubir. Satyam Samikshab. Satyam Samikshab Chab Bhavo Nakin Dubir. Atasvada madruti avrito bhagat.
Atasvada madruti avrito bhagat.
Sanandana dhyanara deva yogina. Marichi misra rishayo brihadvrata.
Marichi misra rishayo brihadvrata.
Sanandana dhyanara deva yogina.
Sanandana dhyanara.
So, translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, when Lord Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower, saw the effulgence of his residence, Brahmaloka, had been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Vamanadeva, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages headed by Marichi, by yogis like Sanandana. But in the presence of that glaring effulgence, O King, even Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. Texts 2 and 3. Vidopaveda niyama yamanvitas taketiha sanga purana samhita yecha pare yoga samira dipita. Ganagnina randita karma kalmasha vavandire yat smarana nubhavata swayambhuvam dhamagata akarmakam atangraye pronamitaya vishnor upaharat padma bhavor hanodakam. Samarcha bhaktya vyagrinat chuchi shava Yanabi panke ruha sambhava swayam. Understood? Translation. Among the great personalities who came to worship the lotus feet of the Lord were those who had attained perfection in self-control and regulative principles, as well as experts in logic, history, general education, and the Vedic literature known as Kalpa, dealing with old historical incidents. Others were experts in the Vedic corollaries like Brahma Samhita. All the other knowledge of the Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig, and Atharva, and also the supplementary Vedic knowledge, Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, etc. Others were those who had been freed of the reactions to fruitive activities by transcendental knowledge awakened by practice of yoga. And still others were those who had attained residence in Brahmaloka, not by ordinary karma, but by advanced Vedic knowledge. After devotedly worshipping the upraised lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with oblations of water, Lord Brahma, who was born of the lotus emanating from Lord Vishnu's navel, offered prayers to the Lord. Text 4. No purport on this. Dhatu kamandalu jalam tat urukramasya padavane jana pavitraya narendra swadunya bhunnabasi shapatati nimashti lokachayam bhagavato visadeva kirti. Dhatu kamandalu jalam taduru kramasya paravane jana pavitra taya narendra swadunya bhunna basisha patati nimashti lokachayam bhagavato visadeva kirti. Switched meters. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Asaboy Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Iskan, founder Acharya Ki. O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva, who is known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here we understand that the Ganges began when the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva. But in the fifth canto it is stated that the Ganges began when Vamanadeva's left foot pierced the covering of the universe so that the transcendental water of the causal ocean leaked through. And elsewhere it is also stated that Lord Narayana appeared as the water of the Ganges. The water of the Ganges, therefore, is the combination of three transcendental waters. And thus, the Ganges is able to purify the three worlds. This is the description given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to text 1, 2, 3, and 4. Of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 21st chapter. In the matter of Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. This is spoken today in New Jersey, Towaco, Shinaji, Gornitai, what's the name of the deities? Gornitai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Temple in the Garden State of New Jersey, United States of America. This is to the west of the Salt Ocean, west of the Ganges. And this is the 522nd year of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And this is also for the Western reference. It's the 2008 year, 6 month, June 15th, Father's Day. Is that spiritual father or material father or both? So Bali had given promise, I'll give you 3 steps of land. Even though his guru told him not to do it, you'll lose everything. But he didn't follow his guru, because he found a contradiction. Sometimes we don't follow our guru if the guru is speaking something against the shastra. And he has no proper explanation why. Because he said, well, don't give everything to Vishnu, he'll take everything from you. Because he was worried that if his disciple loses everything and becomes poor, he won't get any Father's Day gift, he won't get any dakshina, he won't get anything. Which is not a proper reason. That's a motivated reason. So now, the Lord had taken 1 step the whole world, next step the whole universe. Then he asked where to put the 3rd step. But he had no more land to give. Whole universe was taken. So where did he say to put the 3rd step? On his head. But he promised 3 steps of land. So he's going to get arrested here. The words of his guru will come true. He lost everything for about 1 hour. Everything material. A couple hours maybe. Then he gave Sutala and told him that in the future he would be a bona fide Indra. Every manvantar, every change of manu, there's a new Indra. So a couple of manvantaras from now, it's I don't know how many millions of years, or billions of years in a manvantar. 14 manvantaras in a day of Brahma, 1,000 yugas, 71 mahayugas, 1 mahayuga is 4 billion, 320 million years? Or 300. No, but this is 1/1000th of that. So it'll be
4,320 million.
Kali Yuga is 4,320,000 years, and the whole four Yugas is 10 times that. That'll be 4 million. And that thousand of that is 4 billion. So, anyway, 4 million times 71 yugas, whatever that is. My mathematical mind is not so quick today. Then he had to wait two of those, two manvantaras. Then, in the meantime, Lord Vishnu is a gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj, so nobody disturbs him. Even the devas, in the meantime, got defeated by Ravana. So many other disturbances came. But Bali is peaceful. He had no problem. Even they say, the last day when Lord Ram gave one day to Ravana to give back Sita, the next day he'll kill him. So then, says Ravana went down to talk to Bali, who's kind of patriarch for all the demons. Grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and the great grandson of Hiranyakashipu. So Ravana came down when he saw Vishnu at the door. He got a little bit worried. And he went in. Vishnu said, "You can go." And he went and he said, "I'm having this fight with Vishnu, who is incarnated as Ram. He wants me to give back his wife. I just want to know from you how I can defeat Ram." Then Bali, he said, "You can't defeat Vishnu. Don't even waste your time." I thought, Bali, what does he know? "Can you help me in any way?" He said, "Well, you see that mountain there of gold? If you want, you can have that." Then he went, and it's a huge mountain of gold. He tried to lift it, he couldn't even lift it. And Bali started laughing. Laughing therapy. Ha 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 ha! Nobody else laughed. Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! And Ravana's, you know, like, "You couldn't even lift that mountain of gold. You know what that mountain is? It's the earring of Hiranyakashipu. And he couldn't defeat Vishnu. He was defeated by Vishnu, that's his earring. You can't even lift his earring. You're going to defeat Vishnu." Ha 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 ha. So, Mali Maharaj, he's living very peacefully. And Sutala, same. It's even better than the heavenly planets. So all the Ravana had defeated all the devas, put him on his step to his throne, face down. So when he'd walk to his throne, he'd step on the backs of the devas, the demigods. Ravana. They're so powerful. But then they say, Narada Muni convinced them, "You see, stepping on someone's back isn't so painful. you put them upright and they step on their stomach, it's much more inconvenient. So since he was a very envious guy, okay, put them around on their back. That way they could all stare at him, and because they're also the different stars and influences of the astrological. So by, they're all cursing him constantly that they have bad luck, you know. When they're facing down, they couldn't do that. Now they're watching it. But Bali is actually a devotee, although he is born in a king of the demons, and he fought with Indra, and he defeated Indra in the Bhagavatam and also in the Padma Puran. There's a huge explanations of these massive wars in the outer space with the devas, and how he one time he was defeated, but then he got the blessings of his guru, and then he did perform many Vishnu yagyas, so then he could defeat that Indra. Padma Puran, it also says that there was a very similar pastime in another yuga, and it wasn't Bali. It was Bhaskar Maharaj, who was also like half, he was a descendant of Aditi. Aditi, Aditi, two sisters. Aditi is the mother of Indra and Devas, and Aditi is the mother of demons. So technically the demons and the Devas are cousins, some of them, at least the leaders. So said that Bhaskar Pandit, he also defeated Indra and took over the three mundas, the three worlds. And then Aditi did some sacrifice so her son could get back. So Vamanadeva appeared. Now this time Indra asked permission, I want to see you, to his cousin brother Bhaskar Maharaj. And then he went with Vamanadeva. And he saluted Bhaskar Maharaj, you are the king of the universe. You defeated me. Glories to you. I brought this. And then Bhaskar Pasi, you see, all I just wanted was a little respect, a little appreciation, a little respect. You never accepted because we are born in the demon side. You never respected us. Therefore, I had to defeat you. But today you're respecting me. I feel so good. If you ask the whole kingdom back, I'd give you. Must have made Indra think a bit. But anyway, he said, you see, anyway, I come here because this young Brahmin, this dwarf Brahmin, he begged me for three steps of land that he can build a little cottage and he can do his bhajan, whatever he wants to do, his worship. But I told him, I don't own anything anymore. Actually, everything was taken by my cousin, brother Bhaskar. So legitimately, I can't give you even three steps of land. I don't belong, nothing belongs to me. He took it all. So if you want something, you have to ask him. So I just came here on his behalf. I can't be a cheater. I mean, I can't give him land that doesn't belong to me. You are the owner now of the three worlds. You are the king. If you want to give him some land, it's up to you. And Vamanadev said, I just want three steps of land. Then Bhaskar Maharaj, he said, okay. Well, I'll give you, you know, more land. You can have a whole planet if you want. I got the whole, you know, universe. If you're not married yet, I'll give you a nice wife, everything. No, I don't want to be greedy. Just three steps is enough for me. Similar, the same kind of. So then, Bhaskar, actually, when they were going in, it was interesting. One little detail I forgot to mention. That when they were going into the capital city in Indralok, where Bhaskar was living, presume it's Indralok, I'm not sure where he made his capital. But there were all kinds, because he didn't have exactly the same mystic powers as Indra to run the universe. But he had subtle horses, which had a kind of big heads and different, unique, says it's kind of different shape of a normal horse. And they were subtle horses. And he was sending his messengers all over the universe by the speed of mind, mental horses. You get on it, poof, as fast as you can think, you're there. I could use one of those for my traveling. Don't have to go through. Don't have to worry about someone stealing it. Anyway, I won't lust after it. But really interesting. So even Indra is appreciating. The guy's pretty together. I mean, his city, the whole city's meeting. He's got this universal communication system going faster than email. Speed of mind. So he was a pretty, I mean, apart from the fact he's my black sheep in the family, but he's a pretty good manager. He's got all these things arranged. I forgot to mention that. I thought it was just kind of far out detail that's there in the Shastras. Some of these scriptural descriptions about these different pastimes are much more interesting than the Star Wars and everything. I mean, they have things that they haven't thought about. Plus it's about the Lord, which is ecstatic. So anyway, you go to, they went inside, they did this whole pastime. So then he offered to give, he asked for the three steps of land. Bhaskar gave him. Didn't mention anything about the Guru forbidding him or anything. I don't know if that was there or not, I can't remember. But then the Lord, he took three steps, became huge. This time he took one for the planet, one for the lower worlds, one for the upper worlds, covered the whole universe, and three steps. There was no additional step, no third step to put on. But he said, you know, you're a good guy. I mean, I just took everything from you, and who gives everything they have? And like Basu said, wow, this is like really amazing. He just took over everything I have and he spread his body over the whole universe. So, but I want to be fair with you. You gave me a boon. I took everything you got. You can ask me anything you want. You know, like, fair is fair, right? So then Bhaskar said, well, you know, I would like to, I really appreciate your glories, and I would like to, can I go to the planet where you live and serve you there? Kind of like Salokya Mukti. So Krishna said, sure. So he was transferred to Vishnu Loka. Indra got back his kingdom. So who won? That was it. Bhaskar Maharaj. Since we're talking about Bali, but I get back to this story now. So that was a different yuga, different kalpa, different period, something. But just like you said, it said here, kalpa, the ancient histories. Some of these shastras have these ancient histories, which are they're also very interesting. There's like 3-4 different pastimes of Indra, of Narasimhadev. But in the Bhagavatam there's one, but in other shastra there's other versions that happen in other kalpas. It's kind of interesting. But that we're not going to go over Narasimhadev now. That's another... I do that during Narasimha Chaturdasi. So... Now here, all the devas, Brahma, everyone came and they're washing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So it said that the water coming down was the Ganga water, Charanamrita, from Brahma's Kamandalu. But then also, fifth canto says that he breaks the covering of the universe and lets the causal ocean water bathe his feet and come in. So that's also Ganges water. Then what else? Then there was a third one mentioned here. Huh? What? That Narayana appears. So there's these three ways. So actually the Ganges is Narayana, and it's the Charanamrita, and it's the washing of the Kamandalu of Brahma, Charanamrita. There was a one stewardess in the airplane was flying for me from Guayaquil to Miami and said her brother had died and cremated her brother, but he had committed suicide or something. So I was telling her that she should put some ashes, at least a portion, 100 grams or something, in the Ganges. So I thought I'd just kind of sprinkle the ashes here and there in the ocean, in the fields, on the freeway, you know, just like... I said the Ganges is much better. New Jersey interstate or something, you know. People speculate so many things, you know. Sentimental, but that Ganges glorified. If you touch the Ganges water, the ashes, the person gets delivered. She said she may go to Mayapur and do it. She asked how much the guest rooms cost. At $25 a day. I can afford that. VIP guest room. 1,000 rupees or something. So anyway, I was thinking, so many people, they don't realize the power of the Ganges. Don't have the faith. Was it that lead singer of the Grateful Dead, his wife or somebody had the ashes put in the Ganges? Fortunate guy. What did they do with George Harrison? They did? Anyway, this verse also glorifying the Ganges. How late? What time I have to end by? You want to hear one pastime of the Ganges? One thing is, of course, the Ganges is because she's so holy. There's the glories of the Ganges mentioned also in the Padma Puran that. There was a Brahmin who every day would go to the Ganges and take his bath, take a bucket of Ganges water back to his home and sprinkle on the head of his family members. So then, but there was another person born in a Brahmin family, but he was like a politician and he He was, although he was born in a Brahmin family, he was kind of a mafiosa type guy, politician, and he had murdered or had murdered some of, assassinated some of his opponents in politics. He had stolen so much money from the government and people, and kind of what some corrupt politicians do. And he was, but he was very proud, wore Brahmin clothes and a big Brahmin thread, you know, like Brahmin. But actually he was like really simple guy. So, fallen Brahmin. He was walking down the road by the Ganges, and there was a big bull who was lying across the road. And he didn't want to walk around the bull. He was kind of a proud guy. What is this bull doing laying in the road? Should know their place. They're just dumb animals. He took a stick from the side of the road and started beating the bull. Well, the bull got angry. He's resting in the road. He can just walk around him. What's the big deal? But this guy, bull, got really angry. Got up and started kicking his feet. Put his horns down and charged this guy. He had nowhere to run. His little stick wasn't not enough to really scare the bull off. The bull charged him, and I don't know what you call it. What do you call it when you get hit by a horn? You get horned, or I don't know. Gored. He got gored by the bull, right in the heart. Thrown up in the air. 10-20 feet, I don't know, thrown way high in the air. His horn gored him right in the heart. Boom, he fell on the road, open heart, instant death. And the bull walked off, you know. Got taught a lesson, messing with a wild bull. Meanwhile, this Brahmin had come from the Ganges, going back to his home with his bucket of water. And he saw this, looks like a Brahmin. Brahmin doesn't know who he is, but saw a Brahmin lying dead on the ground with an open heart, exposed and everything. So he took the Ganges water and sprinkled it all over the dead man. Then he's walking back home. As he's walking, he's starting to see Yamadutas. But Yamadutas with broken limbs, cut arms, cut legs, bleeding. So what happened to you guys? It's all your fault. You did it. What do you mean? I didn't do anything. You did it. You don't realize. It's all your fault why we're suffering today. How did I do anything? You sprinkled Ganges water on that atheist demon guy. We were coming to pick him up, take his soul back to hell and torture him. But the Vishnu Dutas came and blocked us. Some forearm guy, chakra, gada, lotus, and conch shell. We never saw them before. Who are these people? Nobody ever obstructs us. We are Yamadutas. We take whoever we want to Yamaraj. They're judged and they're punished. We don't know who these people were. We told them, leave us alone. We're taking this sinful person. No, he was sprinkled by Ganges water, the Vishnu Dutas said. We are Vishnu Dutas, we are messengers from Vishnu. Because he was purified by Ganges water, his all sins are wiped away, we're taking him back to Godhead. Back to Vishnu Loka, to Vaikuntha. Oh come on, this guy's a murderer! He's a cheat! He's a thief! He's the worst! We got special program for him all worked out. I'm sorry. He's purified from all that. Oh, come on, a little Ganges water, what does that do? Come on. He's a sinner, we're going to punish him. And they tried to take him by force. But the Vishnudus cut our ropes. We didn't know who they were. We thought, who are they to obstruct Yamaraj? We are carrying out the order of justice in the universe. Sinners must be punished. So he attacked the Vishnudutas with our weapons. And they said, we have no choice. We don't normally do this, but we have no choice. You're attacking us. In self-defense, we have to take action. They released their Sudarshan chakras. Look at, we're all cut. We're bleeding. We had to run. We had to escape. They took away that sinful guy to the Godhead. How is it just? Then that Brahma looking at his bucket of water. Wow. And the Yamadutas went back to Yamaraj to ask why all this is happening. We thought you were the supreme, and like that he had to instruct him, no, Vishnu is supreme. If Ganges water is sprinkled, if they chant the holy name, all these things, you have to leave them alone. Only the people who don't have any of these holy contact, bring them to me. The liars, the cheaters, the thieves, and all these people. So the Brahma went back to the Ganges, paid the obeisances, composed 108 poems for the Ganges, took a dip in the Ganges, maybe took a dip first, then he composed a poem. The Ganges deity came out on her mount. The mount, I think, generally it's a crocodile. Sometimes maybe she has others. Someone said she has that makara sometimes. But anyway, this was, I think, what I remember, it was the crocodile. She was carrying a kamandalu pot of nectar. She was carrying a lotus flower. And she blessed him that whatever you want, tell me, I'll give you a blessing. Then he said, I want that I can serve the Lord. If I'm qualified to go back to the spiritual world, serve Him there. If not, I can be born in a family of devotees. And I want that whenever I die, I want to be touching your water. So she blessed him and then she went back into the water. So Ganges, my mother passed away in February. I took a portion of her ashes and put into the Ganges. She had asked me to do that, actually. She told me to do it in the confluence of the Jalangi and the Ganges. She said she had a religious experience there. This is something so special, she couldn't tell me. She would never tell me what it was. But I honored her request. Ganges also very special to Lord Chaitanya. Sometime there was a Brahman chanting his Gayatri, and then the Ganges was coming up and up and up, touching his chin, going down, 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 going up, 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 down, 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 up, 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 down, 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 up, 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 down, down. So what's going on here? Why he looked and he saw there was a golden boy walking by the side of the Ganges. Sometimes he'd walk a little bit up the bank. The Ganges go up to keep touching his lotus feet. Sometimes he go down, sometimes go up. The Ganges was going up and down. He said, what is this? And the boy went up so high that she couldn't reach. The actual personality of the Ganges came out, the deity, and paid obeisances to this golden boy. So he'd always wanted to see the deity of the Ganges. He was worshipping the Ganges every day, but could never see. It's very rare to see the personality of the Ganges. See, the water form is relatively easier, but the deity form, very rare. So he came out to look at the deity form, saw she's offering prayers. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagaditaya Krishnaya Go Vindaya Namo Namaha. So how she's offering, obey this golden boy, must be Krishna. She's calling a master, paying obeisance to Krishna. And she went, asked for mercy from the Lord, went back into the water, disappeared. So then this Brahman, he paid obeisance to Lord Chaitanya, said, my deity, the Ganges, is worshipping you, you must be Krishna. Reveal to me who you really are. So then Lord Chaitanya, who was actually, of course, Lord Chaitanya, golden boy 500 years ago, probably figured it out by now, Then he changed to the Krishna playing on the flute. And he changed back to Gauranga. He said, you have to keep this a secret. I come to earth to perform my pastimes. But they're confidential. Nobody knows that I'm Krishna. Very few. Like you've been revealed. Until I leave this world, don't tell anybody. Otherwise, I'll have to remove you. Gauranga!
Gauranga!
Gauranga! Nityananda! Thank you very much. One last thing, just very short, just 1 minute. Last year we went on the parikrama, the safari to South India. Of course, you're all welcome to come on safari with us. Every year we go after Gaur Purnima to different places in India. This year we went to Bangladesh, and last year we went to South India trying to see all the holy places, what they call Divya Deshas, that were glorified by the Alwar saints of the Sri Sampradaya. So one temple we went to was in Kanchipuram. And there this was a temple created by Bali Maharaj. Such an old temple. They said Bali Maharaj, because whole time Lord Vishnu, when he took his universal form, his foot was on the head. He couldn't see much. It was also, could not really get the view of the Lord. He got the view of that, okay, the Lord's foot went there, but what the Lord looked like, he didn't know. So he asked a blessing from the Lord that he could have a deity that showed his form. So there in this Kanchipuram, there's a deity of Urukrama, Bhamanadeva Urukrama. And this deity is maybe the largest deity of Vishnu in the world. I don't know, they say like that there, but I don't know. I don't have the statistics, but he's 35 feet tall and 24 feet wide, and he's like, his foot is that form of the three legs and the foot going up to the edge of the universe, sticking way out. So we went to see that deity, and 35 feet, that's like this whole room maybe, right? How big is the room? More or less. I mean, maybe 40, maybe 30, but it's like that. It's a huge deity going so far up and the leg going out. Very beautiful. If you ever if you like Vamana Leela, Urukram Leela, then if you're in Kanchipuram, it's about an hour drive from Chennai, then you can see this Urukram Leela. There's not only deity, there's Bharad Raj, there's Vaikunthanath, there's Krishna, many deities, maybe about 14 Divya Deshas in this one place. We only saw 6 because of time. But since we're on the topic, I didn't see any other deities. I mean, that's like one in a kind. Any questions? Comments? Yes, what's your name? Hemavati. No, there's no expiry date. Because Bhagi Maharaj, he brought the ashes for his forefathers after some generations. And he was living in a former yuga, so they probably know thousands of years. Once that Ganges touches the ashes, then they're delivered. We do every year, the day before Gaur Purnima, we do a Ganga Puja. We install a deity of the Ganges, we worship her. Everybody takes a bath, takes pots of Ganges water back to bathe the deities in Gaur Purnima. And then, whoever has ashes for some god brother, god sister, mother, father, relative, then we take them out by boat into some secluded place. And when we do, after all the pujas are over, and then we immerse those ashes. There's a system, you have to put panchagabhya, the 5 products of the cow, or panchamrita, something holy, I mean, it's pure like that. Otherwise, we're putting ashes and bones in the Ganges, not so nice. So we put a little bit of auspicious things there, Then we put that into the Ganges. You only need a little bit. Some people bring these whole huge urns, 2 kilos or something. You just need to bring like 100 grams, 50 grams. Yes?
Then you can add the Sagar Maharaj's sons of these after so many generations. Sagar.
Right, that's what I was saying. As long as the universe, once the universe winds up, then... Ganges. Everyone, who has taken a dip in the Ganges? Oh, most of the devotees. Who hasn't? Well, the Padma Purana also says if you chant very loudly, Ganga, 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 then if you're within 100,000 yojanas, which we are, then you can get the same effect as bathing in the Ganges. Sure. Who wants to take a quick Sunday morning Ganges bath? Ganga!
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 Ganga! Did you say it loud? We have Nishing oil? And last question? If he doesn't know, then a guru is also responsible. Even a siksha guru, if he gives a bad instruction, then he has to take the reaction for that. So being a guru is a responsibility, you have to give the proper instruction. So sometimes people would ask Prabhupada a question, he said, well, I don't know. Fair. 99.9% he knew everything, but occasionally, he would never, you know, if he didn't know, he'd say, I don't know. Also, it wasn't only the Shastra, it was that his guru, Sukracharya, had engaged him in Vishnu Puja, glorifying the power of Vishnu Puja, defeated Indra doing it, so many things happened. And now his guru is contradicting his own words. Saying, don't surrender to Vishnu. You told me to surrender, I'm doing all the pujas to Vishnu, all the yagyas and everything to Vishnu, the sacrifices, and now you're telling me don't give 3 steps of land to him because he's Vishnu. It's a contradiction. You say sometimes, I mean like in all ISKCON gurus say to follow Prabhupada's teachings, surrender to Prabhupada's movement, don't leave Prabhupada's movement. I remember one case, where the one guru left ISKCON, coming under some bad influence in his mind. And then he was telling his followers to leave ISKCON, leave Prabhupada with him. So 80-90% of the disciples didn't leave, because it's a contradiction. All along you're telling us the glories of Prabhupada, how we should serve Prabhupada, and then you're telling us to leave him. So they realize something wrong with him. So most of it's not like what they call, in America they say it's not rocket science. I mean, it's not, usually it's something very obvious. This was very obvious. Don't surrender to Vishnu. Your guru is telling you all along, you surrender to Vishnu, serve Vishnu, he'll give you blessings. And then one day he said, don't surrender anymore to Vishnu, I got some new plan. It's usually something very obvious like that. But anyway, because you always have a right, any disciple has a right to question their guru. Respectfully, you can ask him a question. Because he has the duty to tell you everything according to Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Just like I'm saying, this is from Padma Purana, this is from Bhagavad, this 5th canto. So you can always ask the Guru humbly that, the Guru Dev, you know, could you please tell us where is this lesson from? You have the right. It's not offensive to inquire. I mean, you should, where did it come from? What did it, you know? You're cheating on us. You know, nothing like, you know, but first just humbly ask, where is it from? Maybe he knows. You may be wrong. Nothing wrong with what he's saying. So give him the chance first, ask him a question respectfully, humbly, as a disciple. But if he can't say where he's from or what's the basis of that, then and it brings it into question, doesn't it? Prabhupada personally told me it's not offensive to ask a question of even a Guru Varga. Okay, you want nursing oil now or in the afternoon or both times? This is from the Abhi